Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Have you ever heard anyone say, "Preach the man, not the plan"? Well, what this means is preach Jesus, not doctrine. It means preach his death, burial, and resurrection, but don't preach on the issues that have divided Christians. Is it possible to preach Jesus without preaching his teaching on baptism? Can one preach Jesus without preaching his teaching about his church? Can one preach Jesus without teaching what he taught about the worship of the church or the organization of the church or the work of the church? Can one preach Jesus without preaching what he taught about marriage, divorce, and remarriage? In other words, can we preach Jesus without preaching his plan? Well, this is the focus of our lesson today. Now, there's no question that when the apostles preached Jesus, they preached his death, burial, and resurrection. They preached that through his death, burial, and resurrection, there is salvation from sin. In the synagogue in Antioch of Pisidia, Paul preached the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus and then said, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man," that is Jesus, "is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Acts 13, verses 38 and 39. In preaching Jesus, they preach that salvation is made possible only through him. Peter said concerning Jesus, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." Acts 4 and verse 12. In preaching Jesus, they preach that Jesus is the Son of God. Acts 9 verse 20 says that Paul preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. In preaching Jesus, they also preach that he is King. In Thessalonica, Paul explained and demonstrated that the Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." Acts 17, verse 3. In Acts 18, verse 28, we read that Apollos vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. The term Christ means anointed. The Christ was the anointed one. You see, the Jews would anoint with oil the one whom God had chosen to be their king. Read 1 Samuel 10, verse 1, or 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. The king was said to be God's anointed. Well, Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God. He is the one who was anointed king. When Jesus was before Pilate, the Roman governor, Pilate asked him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." John 18, verse 37. To preach Jesus as the Christ, then, is to preach that he is king. As king, he has a kingdom. He reigns. He rules. He has a law, as all kings do. In preaching Christ, they preached his lordship. Certain Christians that came to Antioch, it says, spoke to the Hellenists preaching the Lord Jesus. Acts 11, verse 20. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 5, Paul says, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake." To preach Jesus is to preach that he is Lord. If Jesus is King and Lord, then he has a law that must be obeyed. Acts 28, verse 31 says that Paul was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence. Well, to teach the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ is to teach the words of Christ, the doctrine of Christ, the law of Christ. How can you preach Jesus as King and Lord without preaching his law? Well, you can't. Consider what Jesus says. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" Luke 6, verse 46. Now notice, Jesus connects His Lordship with what He says, His words. Jesus said that if we believe Him to be Lord, we must then do what He says. It's not enough to believe that He is Lord. We must also obey His commandments. Preaching His Lordship means that we preach what He commands and emphasizes the importance of doing what He commanded. In other words, if we preach the man, we will preach His plan. Jesus also said in John 14, verse 15, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." When we preach Jesus, we preach that people must love Him. But notice that Jesus connects loving Him with keeping His commandments. One cannot love Jesus without keeping His commandments. Therefore, one cannot preach Jesus without emphasizing keeping His commandments. In other words, if we preach the man, we must preach His plan. When Jesus sent His apostles out on what is commonly called the Great Commission, He said to them, "All authority has been given to Me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Now notice, the apostles were to make disciples of all the nations. They were to go out and preach Jesus to the nations, making them disciples of Jesus. And what were the apostles to teach them? Well, Jesus says here, "teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." Jesus wanted them to teach His commandments. Preaching Jesus means you preach His commandments. Let's look at an example in Scripture. In Acts 8, verses 30 through 35, we read of a preacher by the name of Philip preaching to a eunuch from Ethiopia. Verse 35 says that Philip preached Jesus to him. And in the very next verse, verse 36, it says, "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?'" Now, the fact that the eunuch asked about baptism indicates that Philip had said something about baptism when he preached Jesus to him. The subject of baptism, then, is a part of preaching Jesus. And not only did Philip mention baptism when preaching Jesus, but he evidently emphasized the importance of it, because the eunuch was desirous to be baptized. The eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" He goes on to say, "Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him." Verse 39 says that the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Well, one cannot preach Jesus without preaching baptism and its importance. If we preach Jesus as Lord and King, we will preach what the Lord has said concerning the purpose of baptism. Acts 2 and verse 38 says that baptism is for the remission of sins. Acts 22 verse 16 says that one is to be baptized to have his sins washed away. 1 Peter 3 verse 21 says that baptism saves us and is an appeal to God for a good conscience. Even though many who claim to be Christians downplay the importance of baptism, if we preach Jesus, we will give it the importance that Jesus gave it. We will also preach what Jesus has said concerning the action of baptism. Baptism in the name of Jesus is an immersion in water. The Greek word that is translated baptize means to dip or immerse. Here in Acts 8, when the eunuch wanted to be baptized, the text says, "And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him." This is saying that Philip went down into the water with the eunuch, and then he baptized him, meaning he immersed him. Romans 6 and verse 4 alludes to the action of baptism when it says, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death." Baptism is a burial in water. And so preaching Jesus means that we will preach the proper action of baptism. If we preach Jesus as Lord and King, then we will emphasize in our preaching what He has commanded. We will preach what He has commanded about morality. We will preach what he has said about drunkenness, fornication, adultery, and homosexuality. In 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10, our Lord tells us that drunkards, fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, and others will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, we need to preach this to those who are engaged in such sins. And we also need to preach that salvation from their sins is made available through the shed blood of Christ if they will come to Him in faith and obedience. When we preach Jesus as Lord and King, we will preach what He says about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 9, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." There are some people who are in marriages that Jesus says that in those marriages they are committing adultery. If we preach Jesus to them, what will we say to them? Well, we will tell them what Jesus says to them. They are committing adultery. And we will encourage them to repent, come to Jesus, where there is forgiveness of their sins. But we must also teach them that repentance means they cannot continue in the adulterous marriage. When one repents of stealing, he then stops stealing. If one repents of drunkenness, he then stops drinking. If one repents of adultery, he must then stop living in an adulterous marriage. If we are to preach the man, we must preach his plan. If we preach Jesus as Lord and King, we will preach what he has said about his church. We must preach what he has said about the oneness and unity of the church as opposed to denominationalism. We must preach what he has said about the worship, organization, and work of his church. Whatever the Lord has said, we must preach. That is what it means to preach Jesus. To preach the man means we must preach his plan.
Thank you for listening today. You may have questions concerning the things we have talked about today or have other Bible questions. If so, we would like to talk with you. Just give us a call. The number to call is 573-263-4690. That's 573-263-4690. Also, if you would like a free audio CD copy or a transcript of today's program or of any of our Bible Talk broadcasts, just give us your name and address along with the title of the program you would like a copy of, and we will be glad to send it to you absolutely free of charge. Now, there are three ways that you may send in your requests. You may email it in. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Or you may call it in. Our telephone number again is 573-263-4690. Or you may mail it in through the U.S. Postal Service. The address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559. Before we close, we would like to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you're also able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. That web address is sjchurchofchrist.com. That's sjchurchofchrist.com. Again, thank you for listening, and join us again next week for Bible Talk.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ. Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship. Sunday evening at 5 for worship. Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.